Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy league.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
Daily fantasy.
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 What the heck is fantasy football?
And welcome to the second season of When Pigskins Fly, now a fantasy football podcast for beginners. I'm your host, Aaron Wade, and here with me in the booth is senior fantasy football analyst and my co-host, Rob Carter.
What's up, guys?
Rob, why don't you introduce us to the person sitting next to you?
Yes. Sitting to my right is my grandmother, Mary Paradis, better known as Nana Mary. Welcome to the show, Nana.
Thank you very much. I am Nana Mary. My name is Mary Paradis. I'm 82 years old. I don't have a clue what we're doing here.
Well, I promise all will be revealed soon.
We'll explain why Nana Mary is here in just a second. But first, we're going to run through some changes to our format. Number one, this year's show is going to assume you know nothing about fantasy football and almost nothing about football. I fully intend to woman-splain sports and sports games to you. If you're new to fantasy football, this is the episode you should be starting at.
Number two, we're going to be focused primarily on season-long fantasy football rather than daily fantasy football. If you don't know what that means, don't worry too much about it. We'll explain later in the season in an episode about daily play.
For now, just know that if Doug from accounting asked you to join your works fantasy football league this year, you play in a season-long league, and this podcast is geared toward you.
Number three, on this show, we're going to be focused on top-level concepts and strategy, not individual player analysis or football news.
We may use players or teams as examples, but we won't be breaking down their fantasy value or their injuries.
We'll still be doing a lot of player analysis, just not on the show. You'll be able to find all of that on our website, whenpigskinsfly.com.
Which leads us to number four. We have a new website and a Facebook page and a newsletter that you can subscribe to on our new website or Facebook page.
And as always, we have a Twitter, at WhenPigskinsFly.
Now, number five, in order to truly live up to our promise of being a fantasy football podcast for beginners, we're going to try to avoid using any jargon we haven't explained on the show. So, Rob, are you going to say sleeper?
No.
Handcuff?
No.
Flyer?
No.
This one's going to be tough. Position scarcity?
Not before I explain what it means.
Very good. And that brings us to why we've invited the one and only Nana Mary onto the show today.
So, Nana, do you know anything about fantasy football?
No, I've heard of fantasy football. I know everybody plays it. Men go to different locations. I think it's just to get away from their families overnight.
Well, perfect. We're going to try to explain what fantasy football is, and anytime we're not making sense, we've armed Nana Mary with a bell. So she's going to make this sound when she doesn't understand what we're saying, so we know to stop and let her ask us questions.
All right, Aaron, you ready?
Yes, indeed.
Nana Mary, you ready?
Yes!
All righty, then. So, essentially, fantasy football is the result of a thought experiment asking the question, what if the NFL didn't exist yet? And we were going to start a brand new football league. So all the same players still exist in this alternative universe, but they'd all be free agents.
What is a free agent?
Excellent question, and the first official call out of Rob using jargon on the show. A free agent is just what we call a player who isn't on a team yet.
In this alternate universe, you play the role of a team owner and try to build the best possible team out of these free agents.
So obviously, sitting alone and making a team out of the best free agent at every position isn't a terribly interesting way to spend your time. What makes fantasy football competitive is that you build a team in this universe while a bunch of other people are also trying to build their perfect team.
And that's how fantasy football leagues form. A league is a group of people who are competing with each other to make what they think is the best team out of all the players in the NFL. These people are called owners because they own a team. The catch is that each NFL player can only be on one owner's team in a given fantasy football league. So if Rob and I are in a league together and I have Tom Brady, who's the quarterback for the New England Patriots, Rob's team has to have a different quarterback, and so do all the other teams in our fantasy football league. Basically, just like in real life, NFL players can only be on one team at a time.
Also, don't worry about figuring out the significance of a quarterback versus a running back or any other position just yet. We're going to explain the fantasy football significance of each position in a later episode. So hang on to that bell, Nana Mary.
But that was a lot. So we're going to take a quick break and then see if Nana Mary has any questions for us. Fantasy football is like if an MMORPG and fanfiction had a beautiful nerdy baby, but it ended up being a jock.
I know what maybe 50% of that means.
So an MMORPG is a massive multiplayer online role-playing game. Think RuneScape.
Gotcha. Man, RuneScape was dope.
You're such a good little nerd.
Thank you.
So I'm assuming you know what fanfiction is. I have a degree in literature, so I'm probably more familiar with this than you are.
My mom's a librarian, Erin. But explain it anyways.
Okay. It's just when fans of a book, usually a series actually, write their own stories within that universe. Like, the characters are all the same and stuff, but the minor characters can become the main characters and go have their own little adventures, or the main characters can end up on a different path than they did in the books, or whatever.
Right, I know what you mean.
Basically, fantasy football is a mashup of those two things, but for sports.
Like, it's a huge game that everyone plays online. That's, it's like its little MMORPG element. Then you can have players together on your team that don't play together in real life. That's your little fanfic shout out.
Yeah, but somehow those things get filtered through the lens of sports and they're like a massively successful cultural phenomenon. How is that possible?
Because jocks rule and nerds drool. Duh.
I don't understand the team concept. Like, you pick your players for your team, but how do you know other players haven't picked that same person?
Okay, awesome. So there are a couple ways to decide who gets to have which player, and most of them are done these days online. Back in the days of yesteryear, guys used to actually sit around a table with a cardboard cutout of a draft board, and they would do what they call drafting, which is essentially just taking turns picking the player. And when it was your turn, you would grab a sticker with the guy's name on it. Now you just look through a list of all the NFL players on your computer and click on them. They would stick them up on the board, and everyone would know, this guy is now on this team.
So each individual has their own team.
Yes.
But you're playing against a specific group of people.
Exactly.
Okay. So it isn't everybody in the country.
No. So yeah, for most season-long fantasy football leagues, which is what we're talking about today, you're going to have between 10 and 14 other people that are playing with you.
There's a limited number of people who can join any given league that's set by the league commissioner.
Yep, and that's basically just the guy that sets all the rules up. What do we got?
Are you all picking at the same time? So you have a specific time, and does one get to go first, or is it, I'm picking this guy first?
Yeah, so
it's like a race.
No, so they've taken the, whoever can list off their favorite players, the fastest component out of it. How it works is nowadays a computer will just generate a number for you. So if there's 12 people, it will give every single person in the league a number 1 through 12. And so if I get number 1, I get to choose first. And then whoever got number 2 will choose after me. And they get to pick their guy. And the people available to them will be every NFL player except for the guy I just chose.
And then everybody takes turns picking players until they've all got full teams. And then the draft is over.
Okay. But once we have all these imaginary teams, What do we do with them?
Well, we just shout about ours being the best, and the person who yells the loudest gets a trophy.
Wrong! Nana Mary, can I borrow your bell?
Okay, fine. So, every week, your team gets points for what your players do in their real-life NFL games. So, if the Patriots are playing and Tom Brady throws a touchdown, if he happened to be on, say, Aaron's team, Aaron would get points because she owns Tom Brady and he just threw that touchdown. There are a lot of other things a player can do to get points too, but we won't get into the specifics right now because each league's scoring is a little bit different. Just know that generally, the more yards and touchdowns you get, the better for your team. The goal of fantasy, yep.
How do you decide how many points you get if he gets a touchdown?
Okay, so...
Do you get 7 points or whatever touchdown counts?
So it depends on how your league is actually set up. Some will give you 4 points if your quarterback throws for a touchdown. Some will give you 6 points. And that's basically up to that guy we mentioned earlier, the league commissioner, who just decides rules.
I have a strong opinion about this, and I think that all touchdowns should count for 6 points. 4 points, why? Why would you do 4 points?
Oh, I'm strongly in the other camp, but we can get into this at a later date.
Who the heck is the commissioner? Is it that Goodell or whatever?
Thank goodness in fantasy football, because it is a alternate universe where the NFL doesn't exist, Roger Goodell is not the commissioner.
We're in Pat's territory here.
Yeah. We're still bitter about Deflategate. But what you do is you basically choose one guy who is going to organize everything. It's going to be one of the 12 people in the league, or 10 people, or 14, or 8. Yeah. But it's going to be one of the people in the league also plays the role of commissioner.
And basically, since the commissioner decides how much yards and touchdowns are worth, how many points, the commissioner has kind of a say in the way that you need to strategize. But we will get into that farther down the road, I think.
Yeah.
So basically, the goal of fantasy football is to have the players on your team score more points than the players on your opponent's teams do. And that is fantasy football. Are there any other questions?
No, you two have done a really good job. And frankly, I hadn't a clue what it was about. But I know Rob plays. I know that my son-in-law, Ben, is a huge guy on that. And you win money.
Yep, you can definitely play for some jelly beans.
Ha ha. Oh, I want dollar bills. Jelly beans.
You know, Rob, we've spent a lot of time this episode talking about football, but it's been pretty light on the fantasy.
What, you mean like Game of Thrones or Lord of the Rings or something?
Exactly. Exactly. Let's do a fantasy draft.
I'm so lost here. Do you mean like choosing our favorite fantasy characters, creatures, fantasy movies?
Creatures. Like, we have teams of fantasy creatures, and they're competing against each other.
Competing against each other for what?
Doesn't matter. You get first pick.
Dragon.
Go.
Dragon.
Oh.
Dragon.
Well, that's just an obvious choice. I choose Sphinx. Your turn.
Can I choose Ice Dragon?
No, that's just another version of Dragon.
All right, I choose...
Clock's running out, Rob. Make your pick.
Griffin.
Okay, my pick. I choose Giant.
Get ready to lose. Narwhal.
Rob, you can't choose Narwhal. Narwhals are real.
What?
This episode of When Pigskins Fly was written, produced, and edited by us, Aaron Wade.
And Rob Carter. Thanks to Nan Mary for being on the show this week.
Special thanks also to Brad and Jose, two of the tech guys at BU's College of Communication. We wouldn't have had the equipment to record this podcast this week without their help. You guys are the best.
The music during our episode interludes was Hepcats by Kevin MacLeod. You can find a link to it in the episode description.
Our theme music is by us with the assistance of Kazoos.
And final round of shout-outs right now. Thanks to Michelle Johnson, our advisor for the show, Eric Sawada, who helped us a lot with our drumming needs. You're listening to him right now.
Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at When Pigskins Fly and like us on Facebook.
Subscribe to the show wherever you get podcasts. And please, please, please rate and review if you listen on Apple Podcasts.
That's all for this week. We'll see you next week when pigskins fly.
And as always, keep it spicy.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, shoot. I thought it was going to be famous.